Good to see you all. Good day today. And real thrill here to be in Des Moines with snow on the ground. But with that, I'll turn to you. You know, it was a speech on faith in America, first of all, and I'm paraphrasing something which has been said both by John Adams and by George Washington, which is that in their view, that for a nation like ours to be great and to thrive, that our Constitution was written for a people of faith, and religion is a very extraordinary element and necessary foundation for our nation. I believe that's the case.
Governor, what do you say to the evangelical voter here in Iowa, sir?
Governor, both in the mail and on the stump and even on television, you talk about how tough you are on immigration. And yet you allow the contractors to be at your house who clearly had illegal immigrants working there. Do you see a paradox then?
What I see is that we have a country where there is not an employment verification system that allows contractors, that allows companies to know who's in the country legally and illegally. And I certainly have never proposed that homeowners have a responsibility when they hire a contractor or a company to then go out and inquire of the company's employees whether they happen to be legal or not. That's not the course in this country. It's actually, under our understanding, potentially even against the law. So it's not something that as a homeowner I'm able to do. That's not something which is available under our current system in this country. And that's why I proposed that instead we have an employment verification system to identify which aliens are here legally, which are not here legally. On that basis, companies that do the hiring would be able to make that assessment. But the individuals at my home were not my employees. They were hired by a company. The company made a mistaken judgment, and that's why I terminated the relationship with them.
If I may follow up, sir, you're running at somebody who is a CEO who is really focused on issues like this, like judgment, not an average, everyday citizen. So should people look to you as somebody who would
What's the extra mile?
To make sure,
tell me how you do that in this country. So, for instance, let's say I go to a restaurant. Should I make sure that all the waiters there are all legal? How would I do that?
So you talked earlier about how you were going to call to sacrifice. You said that we needed to sacrifice. What are the specific sacrifices we're going to be pulling on the American people to make the deal?
Work hard in school, do our very best, push for excellence, insist in our businesses that we work hard, that we do our very best, that we invest in new technologies and innovation. And so if America's going to lead the world, we have to have the best education, the best schools, we have to have our kids. You know what? That's what I... Next question.
Do you think, sir, that you put the rest questions yesterday in your speech, especially among evangelical voters here in Iowa?
You know, that's not what the speech was about. The speech was about faith in America and religious pluralism, the role of faith in America, a need to maintain the religious base of our country, to keep God in the public square, if you will. The speech was not about politics. I don't know how the politics work on it.
But
to tell you the truth,
political season, sir.
Then you got to get together with the political pundits, and they'll tell you how it's going to work. But that's not what the speech was about.
Governor, how do you plan to bolster American view overseas?
Do you think that an atheist or non-believer or non-spiritual person can't therefore be a free person?
Of course not. That's not what I said.
The speech requires religion.
Talking about the nation.
Governor, how do you bolster the view of Americans overseas?
Don't your critics say that even after the speech, that's the problem is connecting to you? How do you think that the speech helps people connect to you more?
Again, that's not the purpose of the speech. The purpose of my speech was to speak about a very important topic of great significance to the country, which is our fundamental religious heritage, faith in America. What we separate when we say we're not going to have the establishment of a religion, what our values are, what are the kinds of questions that I think are appropriate to ask a candidate of faith, about their faith, the things that I put it out, they'll think it's appropriate for someone to become the spokesman for his or her faith, because if they become president, they need to rely on the prayers of the people of all faiths. So I made my points in the speech, and I don't know what the implications are from a political standpoint, because that's not really what I was addressing. I was addressing a topic of significance that hopefully will touch the hearts of some people.
We can take one more question.
Governor, do you see a conflict with Mike Huckabee's immigration plan in that he has been supportive of the DREAM Act, but says in his plan that he would reject efforts to go towards amnesty?
I'll look at his specifics. I think the greatest area of concern I had with regards to his immigration policy was first in the debate asking him about his program that gave or would have given tuition breaks to illegal aliens. And my hearing of his response was him denying that that was what he supported. But it turned out that, in fact, he did support that. And I don't think the American people think we ought to give benefits to people who come here illegally, because that would only intend to draw more people into the nation. And with regards to his DREAM Act support and the posture of his new platform, I haven't seen that in enough detail to make a comment on that.
Guys, thank you. We got
to
catch a plane,
Governor. Would you be in favor of extending a pathway to citizenship for children who are illegal to come to this country? Obviously, not if they're on the doing.
I think I've laid out my immigration plan. I think I've laid out my position, which is that people who come here illegally should be allowed to get in line and apply for permanent residency or citizenship, but there should be no special pathway for permanent residence or citizenship solely by virtue of having come here illegally.
Great. Thank you, guys. We got to run. I apologize. Guys, we got to go. Thank you.